Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
So I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but we talked to Alexi Giannoulias about that story in the Tribune by Jeremy Gorner that began legislation that would cut off state grants to public and school libraries if they ban books for partisan or doctrinal reasons, was passed by the Illinois Senate on Wednesday. It's off to the governor. The legislation would say that materials should not be prescribed or removed because of partisan or doctrinal disapproval, and libraries could develop a written policy to prohibit the practice of banning specific books or resources. In that article, they quote one state senator who said, "The conversation has been based around book bans, but this bill is about taking local control from your elected officials who are elected locally to decide for their libraries what's best for their libraries. Southern Illinois may be different than the suburbs. The suburbs may be different from Chicago." Now, Alexi Giannoulias is the state librarian, so we asked him about that, and about that, he said this.
Local control. That's literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. This has nothing to do with taking local control away from anyone. This is actually the exact opposite of that. What we're saying is, let's trust our librarians that have the education and professional experience to determine the makeup of a library circulation to do so. What we don't want is the ability of a few individuals to take books out of circulation because they don't agree with the topic. That goes against what our country has always been about. It goes against the whole concept of democracy, the whole concept of what it means to educate our young people, which is to allow them to learn for themselves. So the fact that this has become even remotely partisan at the risk of sounding naive is just bananas to me.
He's referring to comments made by Sue Rezin, the state senator and deputy Republican leader, who joins us now on WGN. Sue, thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess now it's your turn to respond to his response to you.
Well, listen, I'm not for banning books, but I am for locally elected library boards determining what is best for our communities that they're elected to represent. That's what's at stake here. We should not be threatening state funding from local libraries just because the duly elected officials on a local library board don't want to be forced to adopt a so-called library bill of rights created by a little-known national organization that doesn't answer to the people of our state or doesn't answer to the people who are electing our local officials.
I must say, it gave me pause in reading this and thinking about this because I like you, and I think like most people, think that local decisions should be made locally. Although one could argue, I think Giannoulias would, that the librarian is the professional we hire to do just that. It's not a librarian from out of town. It's your local librarian. It's right?
It is. It's the local library board and the librarian that are making the decisions that are best for that library in the area. They're elected by their constituents and their elected officials locally, and they know what is best for their area. As I said before, what is important to Southern Illinois may be different than what is important to the suburbs or even Chicago. This bill strips all of the power away from those local elected officials and gives it to a little-known organization, little-known national organization that doesn't answer to the people of the state. And we fundamentally think it's wrong. This bill is reflective of what we're starting to see in Springfield. If bills that are stripping local control or taking away local control and giving it to the state government or giving it to the federal government, it's a heavy-handed approach. And we need to stand up and say, we trust our local officials.
I don't know how well-known the American Library Association is, but it seems to me like that would be an organization that would have standing. It would be legitimate or valid. But talk to me about what we're talking about. So what would you want to happen with a book per se? What are the specifics here?
I would say that the system that we have in place, that we've had in place for many, many years, works. Your local library board and the librarian that represents your area have done a very good job representing you and making sure that books are available and everything, the resources are available for the local public library. I would say that what we have done in the past is what we need to continue and trust our local elected officials.
He was pointing out things like Huckleberry Finn or just a bunch of book titles that we're all familiar with. And then maybe some that are less familiar to a lot of us, but newly address issues about LGBTQ acceptance or awareness, et cetera. And I think those are some of the flashpoints that have come up in the last few years. And if somebody pressures a local school or school board or library board to pull that, I think this sort of insulates the system from that kind of pressure. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, you say insulate, but it's giving power to a little-known national organization, and that is making decisions on behalf of what's happening in at your local library. And the system has worked in the past. We haven't received calls or any concerns with what's going on because it works. It goes to the local board, and they're making decisions, and they're making the right decisions about what to carry.
So, in fact, you would suggest this is a solution looking for a problem, that, in fact, what's on all of the bookshelves in the public libraries and in the schools right now is okay.
You know, I agree with you. It is a solution looking for a problem. But what's interesting is we've seen, especially in the past, we've seen the Democrat Party get involved and spend money in local library elections, which they historically haven't done. So when the Secretary of State is talking about partisanship, I mean, the partisanship starts with their party funding local elections, which we haven't seen in the past. So my question would be, what is your intent by taking away the local power and giving it to a little-known organization that has all of the control in Chicago and asking us to trust you that they'll make the right decision for what's best for Southern Illinois or the suburbs?
But, you know, later in the article, citing figures from the Chicago-based American Library Association, whatever we think about that, Janulius's office said there were 67 attempts to ban books in Illinois, up from 41 the year before. And while it has not been as big an issue in our state as it has been in others, I'm kind of curious about that. I wonder what books should be banned. I mean, what books should
not
be on the shelves?
Listen, I am not for banning books. I am not for banning books.
Well, what are we
talking
about?
That's not what this conversation about.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking power away from locally elected library boards and taking it to the state level, taking that power away. We've seen bills, especially in this past year or two, that consistently are taking power away from local control and giving it to the state. Everybody should be concerned about this. I would say that they mentioned that although it's not a problem in Illinois, why did we pass this bill? To be the first state in the country to pass a bill of this kind. If there's an issue, it needs to be handled locally. We have handled these problems in the past locally. I trust our local elected officials to do what's best for their communities.
To have the burden placed
on them that if you do not fall within the Library Bill of Rights by this little known national organization,
we're going to
take away your state funding, that concerns us. It's a very heavy handed approach by government.
It does sound heavy-handed to me if you're going to pull the public funding, although maybe the point is that it's not that difficult to adhere to either. Nobody's for banning books. You're not for banning books. They're not for banning books. So it doesn't seem like anybody's going to be especially threatened by this. I'd still like to know, though, say in Southern Illinois, if somebody doesn't want a certain book on the shelves, maybe that affirms LGBTQ rights or identities, if that book, in fact, should be on the shelf. Maybe the local board doesn't like it, but that doesn't necessarily make it intrinsically the right decision. I do understand the value in empowering them to have this sort of cudgel against that sort of pressure.
I would say that the local boards, and hopefully they would not look at these topics and decide to ban the books. However, they are making decisions about what's age appropriate in regards to such education. What's age appropriate? What books are age appropriate to offer for young children in their community to be able to go and read about? Those are the discussions that are happening at the local level, and the decision at the state level through the library board potentially will be much different than the decisions made by the locally elected library board in Southern Illinois regarding what is age appropriate for certain topics.
One last thing, then. I'm just looking at the news click, the online question we asked our listeners, and maybe we didn't put it as well as we should have, but this was the question. A bill before the governor would essentially ban book bans from public libraries in Illinois. That was a clever way to ask people how do they feel about this. And 73% of our listeners said they like that idea. Did we pose that question incorrectly? How would you better have me word that question?
Well, I would say that that question is not the correct question to be asking. If you ask the question, would you support taking away power from the locally elected library board to make the decisions and bring it to the state level by people who do not report to the taxpayers, would you support that bill? And I would guess that, and I'm sure that you would see a much different response.
Sue Rezin is the state senator and deputy Republican leader from Morris, Illinois. I got lots of family and friends there. I really appreciate your time today. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I like Sue, and I think she represented her position well. But I got to tell you, I laughed out loud when I read this text message, new drinking game. Every time she says little known national organization, you got to take a shot. ALA says the next text is not little known. 815 texted in to say, should movie ratings be locally controlled? Isn't Sue making that argument with books? 630, huh? Is the state senator unaware of the antics of Awake Illinois in our local libraries? Somehow, I doubt that. I got to say that when, Pete, what was the issue for Danville, Illinois? Was it that they wanted to ban the mailing of the abortion pill? And so they had all of the outraged faces of people in the community board meeting, the community meeting in Danville, downstate Danville, this week in the newspaper. And one of the faces, I mean, one of the leading agitators, one of the people that really didn't want people in Danville to have access to the abortion pill was not from Illinois. I think he was from Texas. And he was some guy who came there and this was his thing. And so when I'm just offering that to say how sometimes these local issues are not so entirely local. John, the GOP representative says she's for banning books. She's not for banning books. She wants local communities to be able to decide what's appropriate. I'm not seeing much of a difference. Every time she says little known association, she shows an amazing ignorance. The ALA is a major, extremely well-known national organization. Local folks elect library board members. Then they hire a librarian. There is local. All right. So we'll leave it at that for now. 312-981-7200 is the number to call in or text in if you like. Speaking of all of this, agitation. Hey, John Williams. This comes from somebody who regularly sends in speed jokes. No speed jokes for you today, John. I'll send more next week. The coronation of King Charles, though, has been a topic on the radio station at WGN. Mention was made of the thousand-year tradition, and then it went into, in the conversation, this probably was on the Surratt Show, then it went into the extravagance and what it was going to cost, what the burden would be for people already going through hard times in Great Britain. What was the number? Something like $135 million or something like that. And then this listener said, well, if my math is correct, it's going to cost each citizen less than $2. It seems like bad news seems to dominate, as does the negative angle on any story. I wonder what would be reported if there were no murders to report. Of course, that's not going to happen. I don't think it should. And I'm not saying exactly sure why I'm writing this. I've never done this before. I want you to keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to you in my office at school. Happy Cinco de Mayo. But it's a reminder to one of our listeners that we don't always have to assume that bad news is news, or that the bad angle on a story is the news angle. And I take that point.